Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G.R.O. was sounding great. Those were the days.
Michael sits on the living room sofa studying.
Michael, could you please help me? The can opener's stuck.
Oh, sure, babe. That's enough landmarks of economic thought for one afternoon.
And could you help me set the table, too? Roger will be here in a few minutes.
Oh, sure. What's for lunch?
You'll see. And no grabbing any samples.
There's only one thing I want to grab.
As he chases her into the kitchen, Archie follows Edith downstairs.
I just don't think it's right, Archie. Every time the church has a charity drive, I gotta say my husband don't have any old clothes.
So?
So I've been telling him that for 15 years.
That's the trouble with this country today. There's too many handouts. Every guy and his brother's on welfare, which is the same as picking my pocket. Well, if they're going to pick my pocket, they ain't going to do it in my suit.
I didn't hear the substance, but the tone tells me to set this down nice and easy, mind my own business, and steal slowly out of the room. Didn't make it. 2 seconds away from freedom.
Oh, well, now, if it's freedom for me you're inferring there, you'll notice I ain't got no bars on that front door.
Archie, I'm making a joke. Can't you take a joke?
I can take a joke
with the best of them.
Well, if you're going to answer your questions as well as ask them, what do you need us for? You're a regular one-man family.
All right, you two, that's enough of that. Now, Michael, come on, I need you.
Now, hold it. Come here a minute. Come here. What is this here? S.S. Pierce, fancy cashews. What, are we getting too classy for peanuts? Eat it.
I got no problem with peanuts.
Those are for company, and besides, they only cost a few cents more.
Only cost a few cents more. Eat it. Did you bring these things into the house?
Probably.
And what do you mean, probably?
I mean, probably I did.
Well, probably you did could also mean probably you didn't. That's the way it is with a word like probably, right?
Probably.
What is all this anyway? What do you got here? What is it? Whipped cream there?
It's clam dip.
Clam dip? Now, what's this? What kind of fish is that?
Smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon? I only get tuna fish for my lunch. Who are you having here, the Duke of Windsor?
What difference would it make? Whoever it is, you're not going to like them. You don't like anything about us. You resent our attitudes, our politics, even the clothes we wear. You know, I don't think there's one thing about us you agree with.
I agree with that. But that don't answer the question. Who's the big cheese you're having here for lunch?
Roger.
Roger the fairy?
All right. All right.
That's my bullshit. Did you hear that, Edith? You know who they're bringing around here for lunch? Roger, sweetie pie, Roger.
All right, Roger, would you cut it out, huh?
He's their friend, Archie.
Listen, Edith, we run a decent home here. And we don't need any strange little birdies flying in and out.
Roger's not a strange little birdie.
His pal, Roger, is as queer as a $4 bill, and he knows it.
That's not only cruel, Daddy, that's an outright lie.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four eyes. A guy who is a fag is a queer. Go ahead, Edith. Now answer the girl. Now, you've seen Roger sashaying around here with his la-di-da talk. He's a pansy.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm not an expert on flowers.
Roger, you might as well face it. You're all alone in this. We all know Roger, and we all know he's straight. And even if he wasn't, and I said if, what difference would that make? Do you know that in many countries, England, for instance, there is a law that says whatever two consenting adults do in private is their own business?
Listen, this ain't England. We threw England out of here a long time ago. We don't want no more part of England. And for your information, England is a fag country.
What?
Say, ain't they still picking handkerchiefs out of their sleeve, huh? Ain't they still standing around leaning on them skinny umbrellas like this here? I know. The whole society is based on a kind of a fagdom.
You know you're right, Archie. You're right. The British are a bunch of pansies. Pansies, fairies, and sissies. And the Japanese are a race of midgets. The Irish are boozers. The Mexicans are bandits.
And you Polacks are meatheads.
That's Roger. Now, Daddy, please be good.
Well, if I can't be good, I'll be careful.
Gloria and Michael head to the door.
Gloria!
How was the trip?
Fabulous. Mike, it was the most super trip. In fact, it was an absolutely stunning, exhausting, incredible experience.
Well, when is he going to land?
Pardon me, Roger. You know my mother.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Bunker. So nice to see you again. Really a pleasure.
Edith returns his two-handed handshake with both of her hands.
And my father, Mr. Bunker?
Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, how are you? One hand's enough.
Now make yourself comfortable, and I'll get the hors d'oeuvres. Oh, Mom, Roger brought us some snapshots from his trip to Europe.
Oh, I like snapshots. I always like to think about everybody standing there in them. You know, frozen-like. And then the next minute, after the picture has been snapped, they're all off and moving again.
Archie knits his brow.
I like to think about who they are. And where they're going right after the picture is snapped.
You're a pip, you know that, Edith. You're a regular Edna St. Louis Millay.
Here's the hors d'oeuvres.
Well, tell us about Europe here, Roger. What kind of sports action they got over there this time of the year? I mean, they must have things like skiing there and bobsledding. And bobsledding is a manly sport. Do you do any bobsledding over there?
Well, no, sir. There isn't too much of that in London, I'm afraid. That's where I spent most of my time.
Oh, London, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, London, England, huh?
Yes.
Your witness.
Come on, Roger. Let's take a look at those pictures. Let me see what you got there. Wow.
Oh, wouldn't you know it, the first one's the cornball of all time. The changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, my, look at those big hats.
Oh, these are the gardens at Coventry. Oh,
what beautiful flowers.
Aren't the colors vibrant? And you know they smelled heavenly?
He's off the ground again.
Here's the old standby, Big Ben.
Oh, my, you can almost hear it chime. Look, it's 4 o'clock. And 1 minute later, after the picture was snapped, the hands were moving again. And it was 1 minute after 4.
Archie leans to the side, resting his head in his palm.
This was a most enchanting young person.
Boy or girl?
A boy.
Why did I ask?
Stickers there at Piccadilly Circus. Look at that expression.
Yeah. And right after you snapped the picture, he was moving. And everybody behind
you. Yeah, it was all moving. I want to take a look at this enchanting young person.
Archie, aren't you going to be late meeting Steve and the guys at the tavern?
Oh, I thought I'd hang around and hear about some more of the enchanting things he'd done over there. For instance, did he hunt?
You know Roger doesn't hunt. I don't believe in it either.
Yeah, well, sometimes I got my doubts about you too, Buster Brown. All right, Edith, I'm going over to Kelsey's bar. I say hello to my friend Steve and say hello to some of the boys. Nice seeing you too, Roger.
Oh, my pleasure, Mr. Bunker.
Whoopee.
Archie, maybe you could bring back a pitcher of Kelsey's tap. It'd go good with their lunch.
Yeah, Ma, Roger and I'll pick it up later. It's all right. Archie, never mind. Why don't you just go and have a nice afternoon?
Yeah, I know. It's been a charming interlude.
Smirking, Archie leaves.
Here, I made us some little hot toddies. And, Roger, great. Have some fancy cashews.
Oh, thank you.
They're from S.S. Pierce.
S.S. Pierce?
At Kelsey's bar, Archie sits with three men.
Listen, guys, all I'm saying is the right to strike is in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
And all I'm saying, Barney, there's a time and a place for everything. Wages go up, prices go up. Right away, inflation.
Yeah, Steve is right. It's what you call your upward spinal.
The point still is, You can't tell an American when he can go on strike if he wants to. American means it's up to him. American means it's his God-given right, and anything else is un-American.
Yeah, but your American workers going on strike is what makes your kids' shoes cost so much.
Not my kids' shoes.
Why not?
Because we buy Jap shoes.
Speaking about imports, you guys got to go see that Swedish picture that just opened downtown.
Oh, yeah?
Wanda, How I Became a Woman. What a film, Malone.
There's something, huh?
Oh, this Wanda's got it built on her. She's a waitress, see? And the first time you see her, she's leaning over the counter. And I mean leaning. She can really act.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, there's some of them foreign films, they go too far, you know. I mean, some of them, they ain't nothing but sheer pornography.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but this Wanda thing has got what they call some redeeming socialness.
Oh, yeah, I hated that. That's where they give you the same old pornographs, but they advertise in the Times instead of the news.
Hey, Kelsey, put a head on this, will you? Anyway, you gotta go see.
Archie steps aside with Steve.
You don't have to go to no movies to see your Wanda's, huh, Steve? I mean, you bachelors? You got them coming and going like running water, huh?
Whatever you say, Archie.
Hey, will you come over and sit down with me a minute? I want to ask you some things here. Listen, when you was playing pro ball, I mean, the game was different then. It was rougher, it was tougher. I mean, it was real guts football, huh? None of your two-platoon stuff and all that, huh?
Oh, I don't know, Arch. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, but when you was playing against Bronco and the
No. We never played the Bears. Besides, I only played two seasons.
Listen to this guy. You only played two seasons. You know how many people never even played one season? Most. What I mean is, how do you keep yourself in such great shape? I mean, geez, look at your shoulders and all that.
I work out every day, jog 2 miles every morning, and archery.
Archery?
Yeah, it's good for the arms and the shoulders.
What do you mean, with a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
See, you know, I never figured you, Steve, for no bow and arrow.
Hey, Kelsey, let me have a pitcher full there, will you?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing? How you
doing? Oh, get a load of this. My son-in-law and his pal, Tinkerbell.
Excuse me, will you, Mike? Hey, Steve.
Hey, Rod.
Hi, Mr. Bunker.
Good to see you again, kid. Here, sit down.
Oh, well, thank you very much, but we're only going to be a minute. Look, I just got back from Europe, and I wanted you to know I got some beautiful shots.
Good. How did the zoom lens work out?
Oh, that's fantastic. The best lens you ever sold me.
Look, next time you're in the shop, there's a 105 that's great for portraits.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll come down Thursday and look at it.
Hey, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Okay. All right, I'll flip you for the beer.
Oh, no, not today, Steve. Your money ain't no good around here. I got mine.
Mike, could I speak with you? Would you excuse us, please?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Kelsey, the bar owner, steps aside with Michael.
This kid you come in with, is he straight?
Oh, no. Not you two. Of course he is. Why?
Well, the way him and Steve there were so buddy-buddy, I thought maybe he was a little,
What?
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I don't mind Steve. His camera store is just down the street here, and he only comes in for a drink once in a while on his way home. Besides, he don't camp it up, you know? And he don't bring in none of his friends. Hmm.
Kelsey, are you trying to tell me that Steve is...
I just wouldn't want my place to become no hangout. Know what I mean? Huh?
Kelsey leaves, and Michael stares at Steve and Archie with his mouth agape.
This was a delicious lunch.
Oh, thank you, Roger. It was so sweet of you to come over today and share your whole trip with us like
that.
Oh,
don't be silly. I loved it. It was like reliving the whole experience.
The picture I liked the best was the one of the Queen passing by.
Oh, that was just her carriage. You couldn't even see her.
I know, but she was inside, sitting there, royal-like. Maybe taking a speck out of her eye.
Archie walks in and finds the others seated at the dining table.
Hey, you know what they got on at 3 o'clock? Channel 9? They got a special on there. Great Fights of the Century. Jack Dempsey, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, all of them. Bring us over a beer here, would you? Oh, you're still here, are you, Roger?
He was just leaving, Daddy.
Yes. However, I'm happy that I had the opportunity to say goodbye to you again, sir.
Ah, well, if it means that much to you, swell. That's because you want to sit here and watch the fights with me, huh?
Well, no thank you, sir. I don't care much for pugilism.
Who's talking about pugilism? I asked you to watch the fights.
Fighting is not my cup of tea, sir.
Ah, fighting is not his cup of tea. Well, that's that then, huh?
Yeah, come on, Rog. Let's go, huh?
Hey, Mike, come here a minute, will you?
What?
Michael leans in close.
Why don't you just open up a window? We'll all watch him fly out.
Bye. See you,
Rog. You want to watch the fights, Mike?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, what's the matter, you sore head? Just because I call a turn on your friend Roger Bell?
Hey, listen, Archie, you make one more crack about my friend Roger.
Or what?
Well, never mind, but I could tell you something that could shock you pretty good.
Listen, sonny boy, I've been everywhere where the grass grows green. Ain't nothing you're going to show me or tell me that's going to shock me. Remember that.
I know something that'd shock you, Daddy. I bet you can't do this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria carries a chair.
Just try for a second. Come on.
Leave me alone. I'm watching the fights here.
There's a commercial on here. Just take a second. Come on.
Right, what do you got over here?
Yeah.
What is it? Some kind of practical joke.
No, it's not a joke. Gloria, show him.
Okay, watch, Daddy. You take 3 steps back from the wall.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Then you put the chair in front of you, and you bend over and you put your head against the wall, and you pick up the chair and sit up.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all there is. It's just that men can't do it. Michael can't do it. Show him, Michael.
Watch this. Here you go. Same thing, right? 3 steps back from the wall, chair in place. Head on the wall, pick up the chair, can't stand up. Cannot stand up. Can't get up.
What are you talking? Give me the chair.
Oh, no, come on.
Go ahead. 3 steps back, right?
Right. 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Put the chair there.
Okay.
Your head against the wall.
Right.
I lift up the chair.
Yeah. Now straighten up.
I can't straighten up. You didn't straighten up.
I know. I can't do it. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I straightened up.
What'd you do to the chair?
I didn't do anything to the chair.
You're a liar. What'd he do to the chair?
He didn't do anything to the chair, Daddy. Get over here and watch it. Right,
yes, it's the same
thing. It's the same chair and the same wall. 1, 2, 3.
Gloria bends over, lifts the chair, and stands straight up.
Give me the chair! 1, 2, 3.
Right?
Put the chair there.
Yeah.
Head against the wall. Pick it up.
Hurt yourself,
Dad. It's a trick chair.
It's not a trick chair.
If it ain't a trick chair, then any other chair in the channel would.
Any chair.
All right, I've got another chair.
Okay.
Edith runs over to try.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
She bends over, picks up the chair, and straightens her back.
Ta-da!
Archie turns away, seething.
Well, if she can do it, there's a trick to it, and I ain't interested.
It's not a trick.
Not a trick. It's just that women can do it and men can.
You saw I couldn't do it. It's just that women are built different, that's all.
Oh, I've been aware of that for some time.
I mean, it's pelvic construction is such that...
Oh, please don't draw me no diaphragms, huh? It's a dumb gag. Where did you get it?
Roger showed it to us.
Oh, Roger showed it to you.
Yeah, he brought it back from England.
Boy, I bet he can do it.
All right. Let's not start any of that again, huh?
You told me that a man can't do it, so if a man can't do it, I would imagine your friend Roger Bell can.
Roger Bell, huh? Roger Bell? Well, you want to know who could lift that chair, Archie? I mean, not only could he lift that chair, but he could prance and flit all over this room with it. Your friend Steve.
Michael?
My friend Steve?
That's right. That's right, Archie. And I wasn't going to say it, but it's true.
That big football player is a flower?
You need help.
No.
I've listened to this guy around here for 10 months. All his pinko stuff, well, that's all right. That's what they're filling him up with in the schools nowadays, huh? The clothes, well, that's all right. They take from one another. One kid looks crummier than the next. They're wide open sex any time of the night or day for no reason at all. All right, that's your submissive society. But when they go be smearing, when they go be smearing the name of a great linebacker, a second-choice All-American, a man, and I mean a real man, and you might as well shut the doors of this country and hang out a sign. Closed. Owner gone nuts.
At the bar, Kelsey watches the fights with Steve Barney and their buddy Nick.
One shot. Kick the
your hands up.
That a boy. Faint gentleman.
Archie walks in.
Hit him a little left.
And reluctantly approaches Steve.
That a boy. Move it.
Standing behind the big, handsome linebacker, Archie starts watching the fight.
The knockout's in the 10th round. Hey, here it comes.
When the fight ends, Barney and Nick leave.
Where are you guys? Boy, that was some fight there, huh?
Great. You know something, Arch? I love those
combinations. Oh, hey, take it easy. Hey, you know, the law says that mitts of yours are lethal weapons.
Are you nuts, Archie? I was a ball player, not a fighter.
Oh, what's the difference? I mean, look at the size of your boy, the strength. Hey, do me a favor. Let me try you once with the
other. Oh, have another beer.
Come on, come on, come on.
Forget it.
One time.
Are you serious?
Shake me.
Steve arm wrestles Archie and easily wins.
Ah! Oh, gee. Oh, beautiful. Oh, gee, boy, what an arm. Oh, my. When I think of what that dopey son-in-law of mine said.
Mike's still bugging you?
Oh, well, I tell you, it ain't only him. You know, it's his whole generation. Hey, Kelsey, bring us a couple of beers over here, will you? I mean, they got no regard. They got no respect for the old institutions.
What institutions, Archie?
Well, you know, like sports, sportsmanship there, guts, guns, the things that separate the sexes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
Thanks. And let me ask you something. How long you know this kid Roger that was in with Mike?
Oh, a couple of years, ever since he started to come in the shop. A
couple of years. Now, you're a man of the world. Now, you must know that this kid is kind of a la-di-da, right?
Is that what Mike thinks of Roger?
Oh, forget about what Mike thinks. I can't even tell you what he thinks. Hey, put them glasses over here. I want to go with you once more. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right.
Come on, let me get even. One more time. Come on, get it up there. Hey.
They lock hands again.
Go.
What does Mike think, Arch?
Oh, Mike, jeez. Well, for one thing, he thinks that friend of his, Roger, is straight. And for another thing, well, Steve, you're going to want to bust him wide open when I tell you this. I don't know where he gets these brainstorms. But he thinks that you're the... I can't even say it to you, Steve.
He's right, Arch.
Huh?
He's right.
Steve slams Archie's hand to the table.
Oh, you mean he's right about his friend Roger there?
About everything.
Oh, come on. I mean, you want to joke about it, all right, but come on, get off it, huh, guy?
Arch?
Steve retrieves their beers.
How long you known me? 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
In all that time, did I ever mention a woman?
Well, what difference does that make? You're a bachelor.
So?
I know, but bachelors, they're always acting kind of private.
Exactly.
Come on, Steve. I mean, I ain't the brightest guy in the world. You want to put me on, but don't sit there and tell me that you... I mean, look at you, look at... Come on, will you, big clown? You get out of here.
Have it your own way, Arch. The truth's in the eye of the beholder anyway. I'll see you later, pal.
Giving Archie a hard knock on the shoulder, Steve heads to the door.
Well, if that's the punch of a fruit.
His smile disappears.
Yeah.
With a dismissive wave, Archie leaves. At the Bunker residence.
Pick it up and then stand up.
It's incredible. It's amazing. I can't believe I couldn't do that. Men can't do that.
Isn't that wild? You try it, Jerry.
Wearing a varsity jacket, Jerry tries the chair trick.
Right. Put the chair in.
Archie enters as Jerry lifts the chair and stands straight.
Do it again.
I don't believe that.
I thought you said a guy couldn't do that, and I'm never going to trust you two again.
Daddy, I'd like you to meet my friend Jerry Woodner.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, how do you do, Mr. Bunker?
The short-haired woman smiles at Archie.
Pleased to meet you. Nowadays, you can't bet on nothing.
Directed by John Rich, written by Bert Styler and Norman Lear.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played,
Philip Carey as Steve, Tony Geary as Roger, Bob Hastings as Kelsey, Bill Halep as Barney, Billy Sands as Nick. Music by Roger Kellaway. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite.
All of the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions, Inc.